to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled and sound in faith, in love and endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. How is your example to others? Are you quick to gossip? Are you self-controlled? A few months ago, one of our Bible study friends was closing us in prayer. In his prayer, he thanked the Lord for his wife and the fact that he had never once heard her gossip about another woman. Talk about personally convicted. Although I felt very blessed and thankful to have such a great married example in my life, I was at the same time encouraged to reflect on my own behavior. And what I found there, I was not proud of. As Titus says in the Bible, women should not be slanderers. It also says they should be reverent. I did further research on the word reverent in the dictionary. Reverent is giving thanks and praise to Jesus and showing deep and solemn respect for others. I can learn a lot from this one verse. I can learn a lot from godly friends. I don't know about you, but it's refreshing to hang out with people who bring you closer to God and lead by loving example. And as for chapter 2, verse 3 of Titus, well, I wrote it out on a sticky note and I placed it up where I can look at it every day. Why, I have some ladies coming over tonight, as a matter of fact, and I'm praying that I will be self-controlled, pure, kind, loving, and see how I might serve them through listening, praying, and loving. Dear Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for true believers. Help us put your word into action in our own lives. How can we reach anyone for you, Lord, unless we are healthy ourselves? I pray we are busy praying for others and not talking about them. I pray that the listeners out there would be sensitive to your training and choose to be in your word and pray daily. It is you who transforms our lives and thus the world around us, our Creator, our God. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.